So middle of Hilchas Shabbos, Siman Hishmem Zayin, in the halachas of a non-Jew that brings writing, a letter on Shabbos, on the bottom of the Yod Aleph Manav, Sid Beis. Im his name, if he stipulated with him, Shidin Lo Yischavei, that he's going to give him his wages of a bishul leipedish kama yitnei, even though he didn't specify how much he's going to give him, Dini Kukaitis. The halacha is, like he said, a price for him, Samkadaiti Dein Yehudi, because the non-Jew is confident that he's getting paid. But the day kotarch, and he's putting the effort for himself. Av b'stam, but in general, as a ketim tamad beis, av b'shesh b'dayte shit le'sachar, even though he has a mind that'll pay him, asur. I mean, if he didn't stipulate with him, then it's forbidden, because the le'sam g'dayte is not really so confident in the yisro kotarch, and therefore, essentially, he's really doing it for the Jew. It says in Mishavu Sivkot in Yud Beis, that in general, even though he has a mind, what it means to say is, I don't have to tell you, I mean, you could sachar. If the non-Jew is not really sure if he's going to get paid or not, thus he's going to be forbidden. But even if the Jew understands from him, that he's anticipating getting paid from him, or from the fund that he's being sent to, even so it's going to be forbidden, the Jew didn't guarantee him, so he's not so sure, so he's really not doing it for himself, he's doing it for the Jew. Which the Shartzi Naisiv Bey says, and this answers that there shouldn't be difficult from Siv Dalt, the Mechaber permits when it's done Bechinam, that's when he's not sure at all if he's going to get paid, that then most definitely he's doing it because of some favor that he had, so he's really doing, he's still doing it for himself. But here where he's not sure, so then, therefore, it's considered like a day to the Yisrael. Siv Gimel. Im schagal liyam. If he hired him for days, deva katsa b'chal yam. A set amount for every single day. Balachasa b'chazarasai. When he's going, when he's coming. Elashayna makbidim emasiyelech. He's just not particular when he goes. Imu ve'er b'shabbos, if it's er b'shabbos, also. Then kishiyetze b'shabbos, because when he goes out in Shabbos, nirki le'esne imekach. It seems like as if he stipulated with him like this. What does this mean that he hired him for days? What Ritzalim means to say is, even though he permitted just before, when he says the price for him, even the Arab Shabbos, like we had in Sif Al, he sets for him a price for his work. Those are that I did enough, but then we say that the non-Jew is doing it for himself. Then it's not recognizable at all that the Malacha that's been done on Shabbos is as an agency for a Jew. When he hired him for days, he sets the price for him, he's paying him this amount every single day. Even though he's not particular when he goes, and it's for his own self when he does this activity, it's better than when he doesn't set a price at all. Even according to the Mechaber, it's permitted on Wednesdays and Thursdays. When you're hiring on Erev Shabbos, also then it's forbidden. Since he's going out right away on Shabbos, it looks like as if he stipulated him to do this. That he's going on Shabbos in the agency of the Jew. Since he's paying him for the day, and therefore that's why it would be if it's Sivkot Nidal be Erev Shabbos. If it's Erev Shabbos, then it's going to be forbidden. Because of that, it looks like as if he told him to do this. But it says, Mishbal b'yom chamisha mutar. But on Thursday, it's going to be permitted. Now, das Ramo le'el ba'go. Now, according to Ramo, we said previously in Sif Aleph, but like Katz's klal, even if he did not set a price at all, mutar b'yom chamisha, it's going to be permitted on Thursdays. Sif Dalet. In Yehudi, melech haksav b'chinam. If the non-Jew is transporting the writing, the letter, for free. I fill in son Leber Shabbos, even if you give them a Shabbos, Mutter is permitted. Why? Isn't he doing it for the Jew? No. Shadei ain Yehudi me ela boys is there. The non-Jew is doing it on his own. The ain el hachzik toivel Yisrael. It's to appreciate the Jew. Because what he already got from the Jew. It's like as if he set a price for him. He's like a kablin. It's like he's doing it for himself. Agos says Rama. Some disagree. It's really they hold the Chol Shai's Pachin. No, if he's doing it for free, also, it's forbidden. Then he's obviously doing it for the Jew. But Tev Lahachim says, Ramo, it couldn't be stringent. But if the non-Jew opened up the conversation with the Jew to Loima to say, Sheikh, the king is going to take it them for free, then it must be that the non-Jew is doing it because some type of favor he got from his Jewish friend, and therefore Vishari, so then it says Vyasa, then that's gonna be permitted. So this is Mishpul Sipkan Tezbob. That if the non Jew is doing it for free, then it's gonna be permitted. Why should any Hudim Ela Bahul Pirish? The initial Kleifaisakar, the Jew's not forcing him to do this. Elam Atzma Mishrat Lakhagas on his own, he's agreeable to take the letter, it's a lina, so we suspend him. Why is he agreeable? Mikvar must be some type of favor he got from the Jew already in the past. But that did enough, Shigarbit, and therefore he's doing it for himself. Sivkan Tezain. However, the Ramah brought down some disagree, and they hold that if he's doing it, every time he does it for free, it's forbidden. And he says, it's good to be stringent. Nah, this wording sounds like, it's just good to be conservative opinion. So the Taz sounds like the Dadikate Rishayna, his opinion is like the first opinion that is permitted. That's the Ramah's Sefer on the Torah. That the Daitahu Kar Yesh Chalkin, that he actually holds like the Yesh Chalkin. That hold to be machmir. Chim levush bel yirabes and zeh machmir das bechinam. It's forbidden when he's doing it for free. Okay, and different manachim. It's appropriate sheyitzev loy al kapon izidav murav zeh. So just at least set some price, even just a little bit amount of money. Avakuk katz. That's then it's gonna be like the halacha that we have in Sif Aleph, that he's you set a price for the job. Since he agreed that this should be his wages, bechin katz b'chayad, and then it's gonna be mutter according to everyone. That their machlekes is regarding bechinam depends if you say that loy katzatz is permitted on Wednesday and Thursday, and therefore according to what we're lenient previously regarding dal behei, then there would be no source to be matter bechinam from the Yerushalmi. A kapam the vilna gun seems to be taila on the machlekes said previously. Siv hei, if the non-Jew is going by himself to another place, and the Jew said, "Oh, you're going there? Here, you take this letter." That's permitted in all situations. As the Mishmur says, "Sipkan Yudzayin Halach Ma'atzmai is going on his own." The Midesh Ma'abedech Mishvili also. This is the classic halacha with the mail or deliveries, or whatever. If he's going there anyway, now if Midesh Ma'abedech Mishvili, which happens, if he's going to have to make a special stop for you. Then also it's forbidden to this yes. But here he's going anyway. So then Sivkat Yudchaz and Mutter Bechol Gabni. Hainu that is. Even if he did not set a price to give him his wages, El Bastama, just unspecifically, the Kamalam Siv Aleph, the Asal Shlecha Yod, the Yinala send it to him. Kshen Kibu Bedoy, when there's no postmaster, the Hashem Kitzun Shem Lim said, basically, you're not going to find him in his house. Bidachacha B'Shabbos, you're going to go looking for my Shabbos. Even so, Shurinikan, here we say it's permitted. Why? The non-Jew is not going in the agency of the Jew. He's going there anyway. Without the limit to end of, he's not going to find the Chabas Achrab. He's not going to be looking for him. Now, but this specifically, if there's enough time to get there when it's still daytime on Friday. I will make sure it's like Yishem Abayim, but if it does not have enough time to get there from daytime, it's actually been, even in this case, although he's going for himself, this is carrying the letter, who is for the Jew. That's carrying, especially for the Jew. Sharatzin brings Isidzayin, this mug from the Magen Brahm. He says, even though he says, I saw in Biagra, Smiash, the Shidda Shachan Arch, however, it's Kashmi Makel, because he says, I saw by the Achrain that they bring from the Chuvis Maram, like the Magen Brahm, and therefore the Dean says, you have to hold this, even though the Losh and the Shachan Arch is very Dach according to his interpretation. A Kaponim has to be able to get there on time that it's still daytime. So it says, further than Mishmur, but now you should not delete Leib Shabbos. Give it to him on Shabbos. Aslo Kulam, that's forbidden according to everyone. Even if he goes on his own. Even if he made up the price for him from before Shabbos for this, he can't put a letter in the post on Shabbos. But if you put it there from Friday in the mailbox, then it would be permitted to ala pots to have a tomekatsis, because on the post is always a set price. Even though he's not paying over here, then the one you're sending it to, like a collect call, that guy's going to have to pay. I feel the makam shesh erev, but again, on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to, even if there's an erev, I feel all day, and even through a non-Jew, it's forbidden, meaning to have the non-Jew put it there. It doesn't help a set price for Shabbos itself. But in the place of a great loss, then you should permit in such a case, where you're telling a non-Jew to put into the post office, which is telling him to do a Issa Mila Akam. The Makam said that in a situation of loss, the Mutter that then would be permitted. But it's not a situation of loss. It's not one should be stringent to fill the Bab Shabbos. So I lead Yehudi again, it's not to give the non Jew the letter. So you know, you sell a pot of Shabbos, they should put it on the post on Shabbos. I fill the Bakatsas, you're going to set a pressure on Yachel and Achta on Shabbos because you're designating his work on Shabbos, which is forbidden. That's Chayyab Machakilah in Shabbos. Sif Vav. Yishrishle Sachay and Yehudi, someone has a non Jew that's hired by him, the Shana Yosef of the year or more. Now I'll send them with a letter on Erev Shabbos. Hagadah says Rama, a mew, however. If you only hired him for sending letters, yes, Matim, son of a medic, Mish, Bala, Elsa, Mish, Mimdal, Siv, hey. Says Mish, Ru, Siv, Kanya, Tess. If someone has a worker that he pays an annual salary, so, Asla Shachay, now let us send him on Erev Shabbos with a letter. The Mashu is Chil L'Shana, because this that he has him as a worker for the year, like next to Kir Tzitza, it's not considered like a set price. The Dina Mechala Prodim Gimul El, but Sebab B'Loi Katzas, which is forbidden on Friday. And the Bezem Magalina, he was just lenient, and that's Erev Shabbos only forbidden on Erev Shabbos, but not previously, like on Sunday already. The time of Kamesh Baran, Bibi Alocha, and the Bimaschi L'Shana. Sivkot Mechav. Ramobrot, however, it is only hired for sending letters, some permitted. Commissions Val El, Haina, that is Deir Shainisham. The first opinion, Rishman Dal Sefhei, is really that he holds his head. That is considered like a separate sanction by Temel Kobadir, the reasoning, because you don't care when he does it exactly, and he doesn't have to do it today. Ain't Shamatam. You're not tempted to go on Shabbos, can have a Sabbath, like we said, in Sif Aleph. So this Bir Alacha that the Mishmur reference in the Maschal Shana says, the reason is because even though he sets a price for him, there's wages for all year. However, we don't consider it as katzatz. Why? Because the primary reason of katzitza that it's effective is because it doesn't make a difference to the Jew. If he doesn't do it today, he'll do it a different day. And the non-Jew doing it, what's called that, did not. He's doing it for himself to speed up finishing up his work. But in this situation, where he's hired for all types of works, what the words of Be'alach is almost close to definite that he's going to need him tomorrow for something else. And that's the case the Jew is gaining when the non-Jew is doing work on Shabbos, so he's like his shliach for this. According to this, the Mechaber should have said it's forbidden, even from Sunday, l'shitasa that he had in Sivav when it's like Katzas. It's just because of this Svara that this is not considered like Katzas. It's not so clear so much to him as Burn Be'sesiv and Simrish Mimdal and Nanomi and the Simon. If he relies on this in Yishmatim that mentions Sivav Nagah, and it only makes it forbidden if it's going to be on Erev Shabbos. Some of the dirsh number 9, in places where there are actually Jews working in the post office, and Russia writes, and Negris Meisher, that even if they're the minority, it'd be appropriate to be stringent not to send letters in a situation that they can be sent on Shabbos, because it's what's called a mit hamatzah. It's a minority, but that's common. It comes out that he's causing for them to be chal Shabbos, but in a place where it's not common to have Jews that are working, it's permitted to do it, even though it's possible that there would be a Jew working over there. However, that's called mit chayin hamatzah. And if you don't have to be concerned for that. There's number 10. If the non-Jew does not know that the Jew wants that he should put his letter specifically on Shabbos, Chosman Brisk writes that you can permit it even without a hefset. And the whole word of the Chai Adam specifically when he tells the non-Jew to put it over there on Shabbos. And the situation that's permitted, that is when the Jew does not tell him to put it on Shabbos, he writes over there that it's not forbidden because the non-Jew is sealing on Shabbos the letter by the post box, because he's doing this only because of the law of the government and not because the Jew is commanding him to do that.